welcome to another episode of In the Life of Sean Powers. He keeps you entertained on the morning show on My 104.3 in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. But what is he like after the show? Well, here you go.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of In the Life of Sean Powers. This one is True Confessions Part 2, and this reminds me of the Usher song. But last podcast I did, we were talking about stuff that I did as a kid. Some of it was known by family members, and a majority of it wasn't. So I sat down with my brother a couple weeks ago, and we started going through the list of things that I did when I was a child and or a teenager. And a lot of it, I should probably be doing some time for, but by the grace of circumstances at the time, I was able to get out of some of these situations, and I learned my lesson on a lot of the stuff. I'm almost 50 years old now, but looking back at my childhood, it seems like yesterday. I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and even into the early 90s. I just got to say that I've had, I've had some good times. I had a lot of tough times also growing up. Many of you know that I lost my dad when I was 14. He passed away. He had, it was actually sepsis that took him, but he had a bad heart. So it was heart disease that took him. Anyways, so he passed away in August of 1989. I was 14, 3 weeks away from my 15th birthday. And then after, a lot of these stories come after I turned 15 and I was a little bit older. And I think that was maybe my kind of way of rebelling against authority and stuff, because I was grieving and I didn't know how to properly grieve my father's passing. I don't know. But with that, I'm going to pick up where I left off last week. So last week we talked about me lighting the smoke bomb off the stove and trying to run outside with it. Dumb idea, right? The incident at Crossgates Elementary School, if you want to hear about that, you can go back to the last podcast and listen to that. Putting ragweed on my Uncle Dick's bed, even though he's super highly allergic to it. And I got kicked out of my grandma's house for a while and I couldn't go back there. Breaking my grandmother's statue, and it was caught on tape or videotape, and I tried to lie my way out of it, but they had the evidence against me on that one there. And my dad, even when I was younger, under 14, he always said I had a sarcastic mouth. He always used to tell me, your mouth's going to get you into trouble one of these days. And, again, I said this in the last podcast too, my mouth has always been the problem. my teachers in grade school and in middle school, they always used to say I had diarrhea of the mouth. I just did not know when to stop talking. I also talked in the last podcast about my dad getting me the belt. The white belt was usually the punishment. Sometimes they would stand us in the corner. Other times, they would take away stuff from us. But the majority of the time, the white belt spoke the law. And I remember the white belt, my dad would take it off and he would snap it and go psh, psh. And the one time he told me to get my butt downstairs because I deserved a butt whooping. And so, me and my infinite wisdom, I was a kid. I wasn't, under 10. I stuffed a pillow between my my pajama bottoms and my butt. And I went down and my dad goes, bend over. So I bent over. He went to go hit me. And he just started laughing. He goes, get your butt to bed, man. My dad loved us. My dad loved us. My mom loves us still. And, I know there was love there. And it wasn't disciplined to be mean. It was discipline. And a lot of kids nowadays don't understand what discipline is, because, oh my gosh, if you hit your kid at all they have to do is call CSB and, you're in for child abuse. And I mean, there's just all kinds of just wackiness with, punishments nowadays. So you can't do this, you can't do that. I understand where people are coming from nowadays, but back in the day, man, to crack the whip, you crack the butt, man. And I'm telling you what, I straightened up for a little while. What else did I used to do? Some true confessions here as we continue on. Oh yeah, I talked about calling 911 from a pay phone over and over again until the cops came and we got handcuffed. Yep. And that was my dad was not happy about that one. My brother, I remember coming home from my cousin's house, and it was below zero. It was winter time and it was dark, and we at our house that we had, the front porch or the front sidewalk, we had a little hill, and my brother tried to climb up the little hill to come up that the secondary sidewalk to get home one night. So I saw something on Mr. Wizard's World once that where you take a you take hot water, and if you pour it on the really the really, really cold cement or whatever, it would freeze instantly and it would become ice. Well, that's exactly what happened. And so I called my brother to come home, and I'm standing there in the doorway of the dining room, and I'm watching him run down the street or whatever. And he he slipped. I'm sorry. It was funny at the time. It wasn't funny at the time, but it's funny now. And my brother and I can laugh at this. But he came up running up the sidewalk and slipped it right on his tailbone. And I tell you what, if somebody would have done that to me, I would have been livid. I probably wouldn't have forgiven him for a long, long time. Well, I did that as a joke to my brother. other, you know, because it's siblings, you know, you guys torture each other. So I do remember doing that, and I got in some serious hot water for that one. Let's see. Oh, that's when I was an adult. We'll hold off on that one for just a couple of minutes. The true confession is something that I did. I remember also another one, standing on the corner, standing in the corner after getting punished and making faces at my sister, and she would go, "Sean, stop it." No, and I would turn around and stare at the wall. My dad would come running in. "What is all the noise in here, Christy?" And she would get even longer punishment. I'd get out of the, you know, I'd be able to get out early because I was being quiet. And yeah, I remember doing that to her. That happened a lot there. A few other times, and this was just before my dad passed away, the summer of 1989, my sister worked at a place at the mall called Orange Julius, and my mom was taking her to work, getting ready to take her to work, and my dad was going to go play golf or something. And I remember my sister and I got into it over something. I think I was borrowing her cassette tapes and her 45s, and I was playing them in my room, and she did not like that. "Just stay out of my room, la, la, la." So she came up while I was playing records one Saturday, and she took all my 45s, and they were on these little Peaches records and tapes crates, if you guys remember the little crates for 45s back in the day. And I remember her dumping them over, and all the 45s came spilling out. Some of them got scratched, and I was really, really upset about it. So I chased her downstairs and to her room, and I kicked the door open, and I kicked a hole in the door. And my mom and dad didn't find out about that until a couple hours later, because my mom was gone. My sister was getting ready to go to work at some point there, and my dad came home from playing. Oh, he was hot. He was livid. I had to pay for a door. Yep, that was me there. I remember my mom and dad went bowling, or they were doing something one said, maybe just out with friends at a bar or something. I don't know. But my sister was supposed to watch my brother and I, and we were young. I mean, maybe I was like 10. And I remember to our back porch or whatever, it had an exterior door that had a big frame of glass in it. And then I remember the interior door was all glass, and my sister got mad at me. I did something, and she asked me to go out to the car for something. So I went out to one of the cars to go grab something, and she locked me out. Dead of winter. It was like 10 below zero. I had shorts on. I had a t-shirt on, and I remember no shoes or socks or anything. And I remember she locked the door on me, and she turned on the back porch light and just wouldn't, you know, shut the curtains and stuff, so I couldn't see her doing whatever she was doing in the house. And I remember knocking on the door, and I got really mad, and I started banging on the door and the glass. Well, in the dead of winter, the glass, you know, the glass is it broke. Okay, the whole back door shattered, and my whole fist went through it. I was bleeding profusely. She still would not open the door, and so I stuck this. I remember putting my hand in the snow out there, because yeah, there was snow on the ground, and I'm freezing my bag ass off. And again, you know, this is the day before cell phones or anything, so I couldn't pick up a cell phone and call somebody. So she locked me out. So I kept my hand in the snow, and my mom and dad eventually came home, and they found out what she did, and she locked me out, and that's why I banged on the door and my fist went through it, and there's blood all over the place and glass all over the place. Yeah, my sister got some serious trouble for that, but that's a confession that I taunted her into locking me out of the house. So I never admitted that till now. So true confessions of Sean Powers. All right, so I was in grade school. Here's another story with my brother, where we were down at Arlington Elementary School in the playground playing, and I was maybe in seventh or eighth grade, and my brother was like in second or third grade. Anyways, there was these kids on the playground with us. One kid had a big mouth on him, and he was about, you know, he's about my age, you know. And so I got in his face and I confronted him or whatever, and I pushed his I ended up pushing his little sister out of the way because she got in my face too. I ended up decking him because we got into a fight or whatever. And I remember his dad, we're living across the street, you know, his family lived right across the street from the school. His dad comes running over, and his dad look like actor Richard Greco. If you know who Richard Greco is, you can look him up. And I remember he grabbed me by my neck, and he goes, "And who the hell do you think you are laying your hands on my kids?" And I said, he goes, "What's your name? I want to know your name right now." And I said, "Joe." And he goes, "Joe, what's your last name? I want to know your last name, and I want to know where you live." And we lived on Lodge, and I told him, I lived on Spencer Street, totally a different street in the neighborhood. And he goes, "Joe, and what's your last name?" And I said, "Mama." My brother tried not to laugh, and he goes, "Joe Rommel?" And he grabbed me by my neck and started walking me down to Spencer Street. And I said, "You can't touch me like that." I go, "I'll go home and get my dad. We'll be over. We'll talk about it." And he goes, "All right, Joe Rommel. All right, Joe Rommel. I got your name. And I gave him a fake phone number, and I said, "I'll be right back. I'm going to go get my dad." Well, of course I didn't. You know, I'm not going to do that. I'm not stupid. But yeah, he thought I called him. You know, he said, "What's your name?" And I'm like, "Joe Mama." Well, my dad found out about it later. Now I'm going to get into a couple of other things. Well, wait a minute. Should I? way, I already talked about the throwing stones. I'm just looking through this here to see if there's anything there. What is this one here? Oh, I think I did that in the last podcast. I'm not sure or not, but this kid named Jason that lived in our neighborhood, we used to ride bikes all the time. He was maybe 3 years younger than me, and we were kind of buddies or whatever. And we went down to Highland Park for swimming because it was a public pool. And it was, in those days, this is like in the, mid 80s. And my Jason, they got a really nice Mongo bicycle, and his dad had just bought it. Mom and dad just bought it for him. And I had a bike, and, it had a banana seat on it. It was cool, man, and it was the style back in the mid 80s. But anyways, we ride our bikes down to Highland Park, and I go, Jason, we don't have a lock for this. How are we going to keep these from getting stolen? He goes, trust me, Sean. He goes, you just got to trust me on this one. He goes, I found a great place, a hiding spot for our bikes. And I go, okay. So we get down to Highland Park, and his great hiding spot is right behind the dumpster. Okay. Right behind a dumpster. And it's like, okay, well, yeah, somebody's going to grab these bikes. No, nobody's going to take them. We went in and swam, came out an hour and a half later about a half hour later to check on them. Bikes were gone. And his was like $300 bicycle. Mine was maybe like 150, but we walked back home, and I remember my dad goes, where's your bikes at? I lied to him. I said, well, we're letting friends borrow them. We'll get them back tomorrow. And he goes, what? And I go, yeah, I let my friend borrow it. And you walked from Highland Park here. Yes, we did. And my dad goes, okay. Well, the next day, bikes didn't get returned. Da, da, da. And I finally had to come clean and tell him that they got stolen. I started crying. And I didn't get in so much trouble for that. Jason's dad, I remember he got an ass whooping from his dad because his bike was like $300 and they just bought it, and yeah, they were very disappointed in us. So after that, we didn't have bikes for the rest of the summer. The other story I remember is when I was 10 and my dad took me over to Woolworths to go buy some 45s because I was on a baseball team and we won a game or something. And so he took me over there, and I ended up grabbing a pack of three pack of cassettes, and these were the blank cassettes where you could record stuff on them. It was like $4.99 for the pack or whatever. I ended up taking them and stuffing them in my pants. Nobody can see me walking out of the store. I thought I was, going to get away with it. Well, my dad and I go to walk out of the store. We buy a couple of records, and I say, thanks, Dad. Let's go listen to the records that we bought. Okay, let's go. We walk out the door, and there's the security thing. Beep, 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 beep. And they're like, my dad goes, it's not me, it's you. And so the security people came over. They talked to us, and they asked me to put my arms up. They patted me down. They found the cassettes in my pants. And my dad gave me the white belt, and I was grounded for like a month from playing records and stuff like that. So, and then he took the records back that we had just bought. So let's see. I was accused of taking firecrackers to school, and I got busted. Oh yeah, my parents never found out about that. I forgot about this. With the intention of letting them off in the playground or whatever. Yeah, right. People, the principal thought I was going to let them off in the school, and she said that's a felony. You can be expelled. That's the first time I've ever heard the word expelled. I was in fourth or fifth grade when that happened. I think it was in Miss Compey's class when I got busted with those. And then another one. This is when I was older, but my mom actually. This is not really a true confession. But this is just a story I want to share with you as I wrap up today's podcast. My buddy and I, Corey, we used to get into all kinds of trouble in high school. And, I was into the radio scene and all that. And my mom found out a great way to punish me. I didn't do something. Maybe I failed something or I got a bad report card or whatever. But my mom punished me. And, she came up with clever ways to punish. All right. My mom and dad were really good at coming up and being creative with ways to punish us kids. But anyways, my mom ended up taking my speakers from my stereo and my headphones away. So I couldn't listen to the music that I wanted to play. So I had the CD players by then, and I had a nice little setup as a DJ, my little home radio station for in the basement, like a lot of kids did back in the day. My mom took the speakers and she didn't take the speakers. She took the speaker wires, and she took the wires from the headphones, and then she goes, "Well, you can still play your music, you just can't hear it." And I'm like, "Mom, what? No, that doesn't make any sense." So I tried to beg her for that or whatever. Anyway, she ended up locking them up in a rafter in one of the sheds in the shed behind her back yard there. There's more confessions. I'm sure I'll come up with more later on at some other point. My brother and I, thank you, Brian, for participating. And I've had people ask me, why don't you just put your mom and your brother on your podcast with you? My brother will not go on a podcast, and my mom won't join a podcast because she's like, no. As a matter of fact, my mom yelled at me for using people's names in podcasts. And I'm like, hey, look, it's true confessions for this one. around, but I'm real with whatever I say and do. So anyways, if you guys have anything else you want to add to this, or you just want to, you know, send me some feedback on what you think of these podcasts, let me know. Again, this is just In the Life of Sean Powers podcast. This is what happened in my life when I was growing up. And, you know, it's good to get all the stuff off my chest. And, you know, now I don't have to go to therapy next week. So anyways, until next time, you guys, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, love on each other. And just remember that I'm always here for you every week with another In the Life of Sean Powers podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a great one. We'll talk very soon.
Thank you for listening to In the Life of Sean Powers weekly podcast. The views and opinions heard on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those views and opinions of Latitude Media, our sponsors, our affiliates, or My 104.3 and Buck 92 Radio. Check out our website for even more podcasts from around the area. Just go to mymichiganpodcast.com. It's podcasting that matters.